fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
Welcome to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios. That's right, the Serta's Brewing Studios. That's your source for the best craft beer in Mobile. Go down there, and you never know when they might have some fine cigars from Havana Del Rey Cigar Lounge. And then every now and then, they have sausage making on a Thursday night. You can see Common Sense Radio live. We're still living, basking in the glow of that great night here 2 weeks ago on Thursday night, where we did our first ever live broadcast. And hey, the good news is we are working on scheduling another date. So go down there, check out Serta's at 600 Government Street, and check out their fine beers. And we'll have some news too on Havana Ray Cigar Bar Lounge on Airport. It's going to be opening soon, so we'll get you some more information on that. As always, it's Thursday night, and you are right where you should be. You're trying to stay dry in Mobile because it's like almost always raining in Mobile. You're trying to stay dry, but you can get dry. You can get safe in the cuddly arms of our engineer, who brings to you warm, flowing electrons on Tune in radio or streaming at fmtalk1056.com, or maybe he soothes you with just the old-fashioned way. He does it the old-fashioned way for you in your truck, where he brings it to you, where you're sitting out, where your wife can't hear you in the truck, smoking a cigar and listening to Common Sense Radio on a Thursday night. That guy, that sensitive guy who brings you the electrons wherever you are, and under any weather conditions, it is our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, and ladies, he is single, Mark Holliday.
Gosh, Pete, I'm not sure what to make of any of that.
I don't know. It hit me right as I said.
The inspiration struck.
It just struck me right then.
So, oh, buddy.
No, I can't overdo it. It's one of those things I cannot overstate.
So I can tell quality assurance control is not here.
Oh, you may have noticed that the boys are unsupervised. It's a little unruly. Our director of quality assurance, co-host and executive producer, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor, has traded the two juveniles in studio for the two juveniles at her house.
Oh.
Their football game got rescheduled. So she's at a football game in Satsuma tonight.
Well, it is the season.
It is the season. So she traded two juveniles at home for two juveniles in the studio.
I think she made a great trade.
She made
the best trade, wise she trade.
Chose wisely. So, okay, there are, just lots of things going on. We had a, was that a fake storm? Was that a fake hurricane?
No. I mean, I don't know if it ever got to hurricane status officially. But it didn't.
It never got hurricane.
It was a warm up.
And there was some pretty significant wind and rain.
I mean, if you were on Dolphin Island,
then it was a little scary.
Then you were in the middle of a hurricane, as far as for all intents and purposes. But it was a lot of rain.
It just made a mess in my yard. I got a lot of work to do.
Pensacola got flooded 11 and a half inches officially.
Oh, really? Pensacola, 11 and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I saw
it just kept raining and kept raining and kept raining and kept raining.
Well, I kept seeing, the really yellow, orange, and dark red, and it was all over Baldwin County and Pensacola.
Yeah.
It didn't hit Mobile nearly as much as it did Baldwin County and Pensacola.
No.
It drug it right over there and just sat there for hours.
Yep.
So, anyway, hopefully all of you came through it safe, and you have nothing to do more than like I do. Lots of little limbs and leaves got to be cleaned up. But,
right.
That's what it is, living on the Gulf Coast, and we love it. We wouldn't trade it for anything. All right, lots of things out there. I don't really want to spend any time on this, but the year-long McCain funeral is finally over. Very long, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. The only thing I have to say is when somebody dies and it's not about the magnanimity of their life, where you stand back and you're very gracious about their life and you praise them. And then actually what is also, hopefully the guy's a believer, and it's an opportunity to witness mm-hmm. to all the mourners to come to say, you know, this isn't the end. We can be reunited. And that's what the funeral is supposed to be.
Right.
But when it becomes just an anti-Trump rally, it's really unseemly. And I don't really want to talk about it. I don't even want to take any calls about it. The only thing I will point out to you, the only reason that the media all of a sudden decided that this was the greatest statesman that ever lived, and all the Democrats were falling all over each other to go down there and show love to Senator John McCain, is because he hated Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he had not hated Trump, the media would have... another senator died today. And in other news...
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't... okay? So don't be fooled by all of that. They were just exploiting the opportunity to slam Trump. And I think that is not just disingenuous, but it's actually disrespectful to McCain, I think.
Yeah.
But and his family. But hey, McCain probably liked it. I don't know. He probably scripted
some
it.
Of his family participated.
Yeah. And yes, and no, they did. And then the other thing, if I die, I'm not going to sit there and go, no, you can't come. I'm not going to say, you know, like, Joe Abdullah, you can't come to my funeral. You know what? If Joe Abdullah would come to my funeral when I'm dead, I would be honored.
Yeah.
Because we disagree on a lot of stuff. I would really be honored. Yeah. There would be nobody that I would say, no, you can't come.
Yeah.
So, all right. I've already talked about...
You talk too much.
Way over
More than
that.
You wanted to.
Way over all that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The other big news... And it's in a way, it's big news, and it's not. The anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. There is a mole in the... Not a mole. There's a resistance in the White House, in the Trump administration. Don't you worry, Americans. We're in here working against President Trump on your behalf. I mean, I read the op-ed twice now. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's a stupid op-ed. And the fact that it's anonymous, like, oh, it's like, we're broadcasting from an underground bunker.
Right. Right, yeah.
It really is stupid. And the anonymous thing, if you're really falling on your sword to say, hey, this is really bad, I have to out these people, then you come on out and take your lumps.
Well, and that's it.
Come take your lumps and say who you are and what your credibility is.
What good did this do? If this was if the stated goal in the op-ed, in the letter, was to try and rein in or to get off track or move the country in a different direction, doing it this way was not the way to do it. This just creates more chaos.
No. You know what?
More upset.
You know who it is? This is Stormy Daniels. This is Amorosa. This is more stupidity that nobody knows where it comes from. It has no credibility. And actually, there's nothing in there. There is no alleged illegal activity. No. The only thing in there is, well, we think he's amoral. We think he's erratic. What? Well, hey, dude, you were not elected president.
Yep.
Or dudess, whoever it is.
Whoever it may be.
Whatever it may be. And see, I take a real personal part on this because this goes back to my military experience in the Navy, right? The guy who's on the hook is the captain. You can disagree with the captain. And you can actually, as much as your intestinal fortitude allows, disagree with the captain and voice vehemently, Captain, I think you're wrong.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the captain is the one who's on the hook. He's accountable. He was put there by the United States Navy for that ship. He's the one responsible.
Exactly.
So if he says, I disagree with you, young lieutenant, then you say, aye, aye, sir. And you do it.
Exactly.
And it's really the same thing. The president, Trump was elected by the people, not this smarmy anonymous person who says, well, I'm from the steady state, not the deep state.
Yeah.
And I know better because I've been in government for many years. And it's really repulsive. And really at the end it talks about it. It gets into it about it at the end. It says, well, we just, you know, it talks about McCain and stuff. Oh, we just want civility. And we want quote McCain that you need to unite under the values we share. Folks, when liberals and progressives say civility and compromise and unite under the values we share, they mean surrender.
Mm-hmm.
They mean conservatives lose across the board and it's unconditional surrender. 'Cause that's why we're so divided. It's not because Trump is mean that we're divided. We're divided because there's almost no values that we share with liberals anymore. They don't even like football. They hate the country. They hate the flag. There's nothing we can come together on. It is. Tax man taxed it. It's gossip. It's garbage. And I think it might backfire. We'll take your calls and text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Hey, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News Studios or the Certivere Studios, whatever you want. That's what we got. The stock market has set a bunch of records over the last few weeks. Stock market is pretty healthy, going strong. The economy is going strong. You know, they revised up the GDP. The forecasts are even greater. And you're not going to hear that anywhere except Common Sense Radio, because none of the media wants you to think about the prosperity and good economic times that we've got. They just want you to dwell on stupidity in the New York Times and that, oh, we have such a mean president. No, stock market setting records, blah, blah, blah. But you need to be diversified, because what goes up comes down sometimes, and you need to have something that's resilient, that holds its value for those times when that stock market takes a dip, and one day it will again. So, you know, I mean, like if the Democrats win the midterm election and take back the House, it will probably dip. So you need to be ready. So what do you need? You need gold and silver. You need Loop Coin at 3972 Government Boulevard. You need to go there. That is your headquarters for buying or selling gold or silver. They really are the best place to be to any gold or silver needs, heirloom jewelry, collectible coins, all that stuff. Go there. It's a corner of Government Boulevard and Azalea Road and Skyland Shopping Plaza. Loop Coin. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. They will help you there. All right. We've been talking about this stupid, really BS anonymous op-ed, which I almost wonder at the end of the day, they're going to find out that nobody in the administration wrote this.
I thought that
the New
myself.
York Times literally wrote it themselves.
I've heard a lot of conservative talk show hosts say that probably not, because that, you know, their credibility would be ruined.
Well, they kind of don't have any credibility.
And I'm thinking, what credibility are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But
they really don't. They forfeited their credibility quite a few years
ago. That kind of crossed my mind as well.
I kind of think they wouldn't. It's too brazen, but.
Yeah, but who
maybe
knows?
They would, because they go, look, we'll play the game. We'll tell them we'll protect the source. We'll never tell you who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, they could play that game to the nth degree. I mean, a true progressive Democrat would play that till their grave. They would say, I can't reveal my source. Right. I will never reveal my source.
Right.
And they made it up themselves. Because look, everybody in the Trump administration is running around going, that wasn't me. I didn't do it. They're all denying it.
And the red herring of the lodestar. I mean, that's a term that Pence has used on more than one occasion. So, you know, if it were Pence, would he do something as ignorant as saying, you know,
okay,
that's
Pence
like saying,
would write
this is
better
me
than that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's just so many holes.
And Pence, I mean, I take him as an honorable man.
Yeah.
He would resign.
Well, and that's it.
He wouldn't stay there and say, I'm working from inside.
If your goal was to disrupt and to draw in and draw back the Trump administration the thing you would do if you're really a high-level administration official.
You would publish and resign.
You would publish it under your name, resign, and go on and say, I just can't do this anymore. This is what I have observed and under...
It's wrong, and I'm going to stand against... And look, if it was somebody as high as a Pence or a secretary, and they penned it and owned up to it and resigned, that would be a crisis.
Yes.
That would cause a real crisis
Absolutely.
In confidence.
Absolutely.
But everybody going, okay, what reality star show did we put on the staff? Reality show star did we put on the staff that wrote this?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, it's... And it's so... And there's nothing in it. It's the same stuff as Stormy Daniels and Well, he's so mean.
Yeah.
He lies.
Nothing
immoral.
New here.
No.
Nothing new here.
What? There's nothing new here. And to me is also, I would say it's media collusion with the Woodward book.
Yeah.
Because the Woodward book came out and it's alleging all of this. Oh, they're just so chaos and there's confusion and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, now they're going around, well, we can't confirm any of your sources.
Right.
Well, I got it from the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. I learned that from the FBI. I make a leak to the news media. They put it in the and they report it as a news item, and then I cite that as a source.
Exactly.
That's an FBI. FBI trick.
Indeed.
I mean, golly. All right. Thomas has been holding way too long. I'm surprised he hadn't hung up yet. Thomas.
Yeah, I was just about to go there and hang up and wait till next week.
Sorry, I got on a rant,
you
Thomas.
Picked up. That's great. Hello, Pete. Hello, Cuddly. Cuddly. That it, Pete?
Yeah, whatever. I have no idea.
That warmed you up, didn't it, Thomas?
Whatever.
That warmed you up, didn't it?
He agrees with 80% of what you have said down through the years, Pete. It's just his high voice. He's got that Janet Jackson voice, and it sounds like it's talking against the point, but actually he's agreeing. You give him the answer, and he says okay, and then he goes to the next thing.
Wait a minute. Who has a Janet Jackson voice?
The Joe Abdullah.
Joe. Okay.
No, actually, I think Joe and I probably agree more than he wants to.
In, you know, it's like he's running after you with a hatchet or something,
No.
And then he calms down and he says, oh, I love you, and everything is good.
Yeah, no. I was sad that he couldn't come to
Bert
service.
Reynolds, yeah, I used to drink with him down in South Florida. He had a dinner theater, and it was Everglades Port Everglades, right there where the Coast Guard and the Navy ships came in to eat.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, those out
in Port Everglades?
That's where I'd be.
When were you in Port Everglades?
Oh, I lived in Fort Lauderdale for years, 80s.
You know, there's a chance I might have been one of those sailors you saw, because in the late 80s and early 90s, I stopped in Port Everglades a few times.
No kidding. Did you ever stop in near the dinner theater, Port Everglades?
I don't remember stopping in
there.
Bert never called me while I was in town.
I went into the bar, and we had about $400 worth of drinks out in front of us. We were the only ones in.
The heck were you drinking?
Guys came in. Pardon me?
So, what? Yeah, did you say $400 worth of drinks?
Yeah, out in front of us, yeah.
What the heck were you drinking?
I was drinking scotch, and there was no way I was ever going to drink them. And these guys just kept doing it, and they all wanted to talk to my girlfriend.
Wait a minute. This isn't the same one as the babysitter, is it?
No. No.
No. This is the actual girlfriend.
Back in my early teens, I was a preteen. That was when I lost my virginity.
Don't go there again.
30s in the 80s, Pete.
Okay.
Anyways, this unanimous... anonymous, excuse me. Anyways, hey, John Sullivan, finally, he made a good point today, this morning.
Finally.
He said that he believes Pence is a truthful guy, and he believes Pence when he says he didn't do it. And I thought that was a very poignant point. But anyhow...
So who do you think did it?
Pardon me?
Taxman just texted in. He thinks Senator Schumer did it.
Oh, really? I think it was Donald Trump Jr. And I think he paid the protesters, too.
Well, somebody paid the protesters. They got that on film. The protesters got paid, and they got scripts and instructions of what to do at the Kavanaugh hearings. So,
Trump Jr. paid those guys. He had a big bag of dollar bills, and he had his handler out there passing them around.
You think Donald Trump's son is undermining the father?
Yes. Oh, no. Just trying to make Democrats look bad.
Well, the Democrats are looking bad. I'll agree with you on that. Okay, if that's your angle, then I guess I can go with that.
I make sense if you just let me talk. Now,
okay.
What was I saying? Oh, you know, they're saying this guy with unanimous was a coward. By saying that, you were condemning all the editorial boards across the country. They never sign up who they are. And they write all this crap. In the 90s, we went through hell.
Disagreeing with
Dow and how he was spending the money.
But
editorial board here in Mobile would not sign their name.
I know they wouldn't, but Thomas, you know who the editorial board is.
They were against his spending.
Yeah, but you know who the editorial board is. They get the editorial board in. There's who knows how many. There could be 6 or 12 of them. Editors and reporters are on the board. They decide what they want to do. Some may be opposed. Some may be against. And it's the paper's position. But it's not really anonymous because you know who's on the staff of the paper.
No, you don't. Mike Marshall in English, but both high up in the organization.
But you know it's got to be one of them.
Board.
No, this is
who do you got left? Bill Finch or Bradley, who did the TV stuff?
It was all J.D. Crow. J.D. Crow did all of it. He's the mastermind behind everything that's ever happened at the Press Register.
J.D. Crow?
Yeah.
Well, he's good, but he's not on our level, Pete. He's just not there yet.
Well, I hope not many people are. So,
hey, you have a good show. I love it.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Bless you.
Right. God bless you, Thomas. Thank you for listening. We will be back with the lines open, your texts, and whatever else you want to send in, 251-343-0106. Somebody just heard the show for the first time. They love it. They think we should be on every night.
Well, how about that?
All right. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios. Hey, at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Shirts and ABC Signs. You can go there at abcshirts.biz, or abcsigns.biz. They make custom dry fit shirts for you. They make custom-made yard signs, banners, big signs, little signs. They make promotional materials. They're also your headquarters for Trump souvenirs and memorabilia. You want T-shirts. You want that. You want your very own Make America Great hat. That's where you go.
Can I get it there?
You can go to ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. They have it all there. You need to go down there. They're down there on LaRue Steiner Road. You just turn right on Highway 90 at the Tractor Supply. They're back there. You get everything you need. Signs, shirts, Trump souvenirs, whatever you want. Your hats, your T-shirts, whatever you need. So go down there, ABC Shirts, ABC Signs, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
The truth is, politics and morality are inseparable. And as morality's foundation is religion, religion and politics are necessarily related. We need religion as a guide. We need it because we are imperfect. And our government needs the church because only those humble enough to admit they're sinners can bring to democracy the tolerance it requires in order to survive. A state is nothing more than a reflection of its citizens. The more decent the citizens, the more decent the state. If you practice a religion, whether you're Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, or guided by some other faith, then your private life will be influenced by a sense of moral obligation. And so too will your public life. One affects the other.
And that's it. That is Ronald Wilson Reagan's remarks at the Ecumenical Prayer Breakfast in Dallas, Texas, on the 23rd of August, 1984. So 34 years almost in a few weeks ago that has happened. And I brought this one up because this week's column is Dragging Down the Children. As you may know, a small firestorm is brewing here and brewing across the country, but it's come to Mobile in that the Drag Queen Story Hour is scheduled for this Saturday at 10 a.m., the 8th of September, at the Ben May Public Library downtown on Government Street. I don't remember the exact street, but it's on the corner of Government Street in Washington downtown. Ben May Library, 10 a.m. And you think, well, why are you bothering the Drag Queen Story Hour? Well, because the Drag Queen Story Hour is to read stories to 3 to 8 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again because you're probably going, 38 year olds? No, no, no. 3 to 8 year olds. Which I know people go, what? People are riding off the road. What? Drag Queen? And it has become a flashpoint. And here's the point about it.
And it's not reading stories like Jack and Jill Went Up the Hill.
No.
It's Jill and Jill Went Up the Hill.
Jill and Jill Went Up the Hill. And then Jack and Jack, all that kind of crap.
Yep.
What it is, it's a couple of things. One, it's a direct provocation on decent people and the Judeo-Christian morals that sort of bind our society together. It's a direct provocation. Because they went and tried to pick... Because a drag queen isn't just, they're like strippers. They're dudes painted way out in crazy costumes and hair, and they're almost painted up like clowns. They're very ostentatious costumes. To me, they're actually frightening, to a degree. Well, the one I saw a few weeks ago was like 6'5" and 350 pounds, and you know. And 50 pounds of that was makeup. It was like, more. Anyway, it's inappropriate for children.
Yes.
That's the issue that's going on. Mm-hmm. And the problem we've had is that the government here is hiding behind the First Amendment, going, oh, it's a First Amendment issue. We got to love. No, it is not a First Amendment issue to say, I want to teach children about my gender-bending ways. Or as they state on their website, this is the quote from the official Drag Queen Story Hour website. This is what they're trying to do. Where is it? I got to find it. I lost it. Where is it? Oh, here it is. They want to capture the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood and give kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. That's the goal. It is to indoctrinate children with whatever fetish, perversion, whatever you want to call it. And look, they have the right to do that. And they do it on Conti Street almost every night, and nobody goes down there and protests them. Nobody bothers them. But folks, this is no different than saying we're going to show a pornographic. Debbie Does Dallas for the kids. We have a matinee at the Ben Main Library on Saturday afternoon. Debbie Does Dallas for all your 3 to 8 year olds. This is about on the same par as that.
Yeah.
It is wholly inappropriate. Or if we have wine tasting for your toddlers. No, we don't do that. There are restrictions, and this is not to say we're bashing the drag queens or we want to attack the LGBT community. It is right for the community to stand up and say, no, this is not the standard of public behavior that we want in our community, especially the Deep South. And to help us with that, we have Dr. Lou Campanosi, who is president of the Common Sense Campaign, your South Alabama Tea Party, who is they're organizing. And I don't necessarily want to call it a protest. I call it more of a demonstration of the will of the people that this is wrong for our children. Dr. Lou, how you doing?
Hey, Pete. Thank you for having me. And thank you for your comments there and for playing the Reagan, point there about the importance of religion to keep the lid on things. I mean, you look at what's going on in terms of the intolerance of these people like Antifa and all the rest of this. I mean, the social fabric is coming apart, and I think that this argument that somehow the drag queen has a right to do all this, you know, under First Amendment, kind of gets, you know, pushed. It pushes us in the wrong direction here.
But it's not a First Amendment issue. The drag queen has a First Amendment issue to perform on Conte Street in an adult venue where adults choose to go in and say, "Hey, that's cool, sing another song," right? He has the right to do that on Conte Street or wherever, but they don't have the right to do that in front of children. Take your toddlers into an R-rated movie.
Exactly. So, I mean, and this is one of the points that Clint Hillier made in a really good article that basically makes the point the law, based on a 1982, you know, Supreme Court decision, allows schools to protect children from inappropriate things. And so we're basically making the point here, this is totally inappropriate for all the reasons you've given tonight and the examples you give. And I think one of the questions is, well, do you think really that you could take Stormy Daniels into the library and talk about, you know, 50 Shades of Grey? Would that be fine for these 8-year-olds?
No!
So, of course not.
I like that one.
So why is the library, you know, kowtowing to this inappropriate behavior? And I would argue, and I think one of the things that we're going to try to point out in some really good signage that we'll have there is that this is really a major attempt to just indoctrinate, and it has nothing to do with age-appropriate discussions of serious topics concerning sex. And I mean, what are we going to do?
Or just gender identity. You don't sit there and confuse the children. They're very impressionable. They're watching what you do. Trust me, I got a 3-year-old. They imitate everything you do.
Yeah.
So I'm much better behaved at home.
So, I mean, I think that what we're going to try to do, and for everyone who's listening, if you want to come to the library, it's 701 Government Street. Pete Davey, you know, it's on the corner of Washington and Government. Fact of the matter is we'll be there at 9:55. If you can come earlier, that's fine. We will have a few speakers, but our message is basically going to be this is inappropriate, and the community has a right for community standards that are not going to be shoved aside under the pretense that this is all about the First Amendment.
I'm very disappointed in elected officials. They all ran for cover. That is BS. This is not a First Amendment issue.
They did. Well, I mean,
that's what they did.
Tomorrow, why don't we start calling some of our elected officials down there? County Commission, City Council, others. I mean, the library has a responsibility to make sure that certain things don't be included.
Well,
in
you're
the
right.
Library
they're there. They're not different than the public school. The public library, how are they protecting the children? So, I mean, and that is a question for Ben May Library. So, are you going to play Debbie Does Dallas at a matinee for the toddlers?
What's the difference? I mean, Pete, why don't we just go ahead and sponsor that one weekend and see how far we're going to go with that?
We want to run a matinee in there, we want to expose the children to other cultures, like, you know, strippers from Theodore. So the candy store is going to do a display of strippers for toddlers. Can we do that?
That community standards don't have a role to play in this, and I realize that community standards is kind of a subjective thing, and it's kind of relative to a degree. But, you know, like you just said, are we going to do Debbie Does Dallas in the library on Saturday at noon? I'm sorry.
No, and there is community standards. Look in San Francisco.
Why can't we draw a line there?
This is okay in San Francisco. Do you know what happens in San Francisco? People walk around naked downtown and they cramp on the street.
Exactly. Is that the community standard they want?
Is that what we want here?
Let them stay in California.
All right, so 9:55 this Saturday at 701.
Rain, sleet, snow, or shine, we're doing it. I'll be there.
Okay. All right, we appreciate you. We'll be right back. James Pritchard, whoever you are that just texted that in, that is highly inappropriate but extremely funny. I can't even say it online. And then we got somebody trolling us from Mississippi about Trump texting in, "It's sad we've accepted the abhorrent behavior of the administration as normal." What abhorrent behavior? We've lived through Bill Clinton. What the heck is abhorrent at this point? And said, "Didn't he pay a hooker hush money?" Oh, come on. Really? This is where you're going to go? All right, folks. We'll be right back. We're over the break. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Serta's Brewing Studios. And hey, don't forget, go to commonsensecampaign.org tonight and find out more about the demonstration at this Saturday at 9:55 a.m. at the Ben Mayer Library at 701 Government Street. Go on down there. They're going to have a demonstration standing against the drag queen story hour for children, that it's inappropriate, and that it's not that anybody hates drag queens particularly. It's just it's inappropriate for children. It shouldn't be allowed for children.
Exactly.
It's absurd that we're even having it. And look, that's why it is actually a direct provocation. Because and the reason is, they pick drag queens because they're over the top. They're super exaggerated, right?
Right.
If this was just about transgender, they would go like get the Democrat candidate for governor of Vermont. He's an ugly dude dressed as an ugly woman. He's not dressed like a drag queen. He's just, he's like a dude wearing a dress with some makeup. And you're like, you know, he's like Bruce Jenner. It's like, dude, man, you're ugly. But you're wearing a dress, okay, and some makeup. They would try to be saying, look, this is just a woman with a deep voice reading to you, children. Don't be scared. No, we're going to go and basically get a clown. It really is. It is absolutely a provocation. They are trying. And that's the danger for this protest. They are really, here's one of the goals of provocation. And I warn everybody going to the demonstration. The LGBTQ community, what they are seeking is for the community to come out and be enraged and angered and be ugly. They want to see you frothing and spitting and yelling at them for the obscene things they're trying to do to children. And then they're gonna cut and paste that, and they're gonna put it all over social media and TV and say, look at these hateful people. We're just really nice people who just think differently, and we want to help the children too, and look how they treated. They're gonna try to paint themselves as victims. So don't go out there with hate in your heart. You should never go out with hate in your heart, for that matter.
Right,
but don't go out there being mean and ugly, because that's exactly what they want. They want to see you become unhinged. We'll go out there, we'll say our piece, and I suggest we pray for all of them. They hate that.
Yeah.
What does it say in the Bible? Heap coals upon their heads when you pray for them. And I say Saturday that we bring a boatload of coal, and we heap it on all of them, and pray for every one of their lost souls. Who knows? We might have somebody redeemed. You never know.
You never know.
Lord works in mysterious ways. Okay, look, we got callers holding. Let's try to get, James from Pensacola called in from line two. You wanted to make a comment about the hearings?
Yeah, the little monsters protesting.
Yes.
You know, it's obvious they're paid. You know, the left.
I think they got them on film being paid. I think somebody got a video of them being paid and getting their instructions.
Well, just like, you know, the left was proven. You remember back when they would protest the Iraq war under George W. Bush? What happened after Barack Obama got in there?
All those protests went away.
In Afghanistan, in Iraq. The left, they threw all their anti-war protesters on the ground and went home.
Yeah. No, they all went away. They all went away.
Yep, they're all hypocrites.
This is disruption, and what it is they're trying to make a narrative for the midterms, and the narrative is that there's chaos. Oh, there's so much chaos and resentment and dissent in Washington. How can we continue? The division is terrible. People are protesting everywhere. We're not talking about actually any policies or anything, that facts or something substantive. This is, we have a mean president, and he appointed a mean guy to be on the Supreme Court, and we're going to cry. And that's all it is. It's to paint the picture that, oh, this is so terrible. That's all it is.
And, you know, could you imagine if it was the other way around, if Hillary was in there and they're working, you know, Mueller was doing an investigation against her, all you'd hear from the media is, oh, why is Congress wasting our tax dollars on hearings?
Hey, they remember when Ken Starr was electing or investigating Bill, right? They kept saying he's wasting our tax dollars. Then my favorite one was because he was digging into the sexual antics of it. Remember James Carville? That Ken Starr, he a pervert, man. He out there always talking about that stuff and putting it out on the paper. He's a pervert talking about that. He was telling that the investigator was a pervert for investigating. They turned it on its head.
It's a brilliant James Carville impersonation. I like that, yeah.
Well, Dee really stands, do not prosecute. It's the do not prosecute party. If a Republican does it, but if a Democrat does it, do not prosecute.
Oh, I know. That's why the Democrats are all saying, well, Obama had a scandal-free presidency for 8 years. That's because they covered everything up. They had the DOJ and the FBI bought. They investigated nothing. They covered everything up. So,
and, the thing of it is, were there Republicans and conservatives out there who weren't going to support Obama regardless? Sure, but Obama never had to go through this crap.
Oh, no. No. His two attorney generals, that's a big difference, and it's something that gives everybody pause about our attorney general, Jeff Sessions, right now. Whether you disagree with Holder and Loretta Lynch, they insulated the president. They protected him. Nothing came back towards President Obama. They protected their guy. There was no anonymous op-eds written from the bowels of the White House against Obama. No.
It's a shame because Jeff Sessions, in my opinion, was a really good senator.
Well, and everybody in Alabama loved him. He was a forthright guy. He was a stand-up guy. Trust me, I have defended him to many, many socialist Democrat millennials that he may be the only man in Washington with integrity. And I hope I'm still
right. Not if you watch the corporate media, on TV.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, these people are all being paid. They're all bought. Paid for. They're all part of the insiders playing the game.
All right, James. Thanks for listening and
enjoy
calling
your show.
Thank you very much for calling from Pensacola. Line three, we got Sergeant. Are we out?
We're out of time.
How can we out of time? My clock says
the hour slipped.
Slipped by. Okay.
Slipped
all right.
We're out of time. Music is going to start in 2 seconds.
Music is going to start in 2 seconds. Bert
from
Theodore says that he's going to be there. He wants to support everybody. He wants to meet the Tea Party people. Some other people said they like it. The Mississippi guy is holding or tried to call in to assert that we are being duped by the president because if we shouldn't accept his abhorrent behavior. And I think that's it. All right, honey, it's time to come home.